Now, the Interpreter Show, with discussion, debate, and the latest information on all kinds of religious issues and topics.
All right, welcome back to the Interpreter Show. Once again, I'm Neil Rapley. I'm joined here in studio by Jasmine Rapley and Stephen Smoot. And we have Hales Swift joining us by phone. There are just a few minutes left for our show tonight. We can talk about, or at least I can. I don't know if the rest of you are can. But the paper from Interpreter this week that they published was from Warren Aston. It's called Nephi's Bountiful, Contrasting Both Candidates. For those of you who are familiar, there's been for some years now, there's lots of really good evidence, right, for Lehi's Trail in Arabia. And we can identify, we've got pretty much a consensus on the location of the Valley of Lemuel. We've got a consensus on the location of Shazer. We've got a consensus on Nahum, especially because we have inscriptions on that one, which could pretty much pin it down for us. There is, you know, exact borders or whatever that could be debated, and there's actually some work to be done on that, or there's work coming forth on that, I should say, and I know that because I did it. But Bountiful is one of these things where there has been a little bit of a debate for a while. The basic history is Warren Aston, back in the 80s and 90s, explored the Dhofar region of Oman, and he picked an inlet called Khor Kafot, and he said, I think this one is the best candidate for Bountiful. And he did it by, you know, reading what the Book of Mormon says and analyzing it, and then, you know, systematically exploring each of these locations and deciding, you know, based on which one he felt best met the criteria. And then you fast forward about a decade, and George Potter and some other various people, Richard Wellington was his co-author in his book in 2003, but there were various other people who did these explorations with him. He's living in Arabia, and so is Richard Wellington. And so they're kind of American and British expatriates who are living and working in Arabia, and they start exploring Lehi's Trail, and they settle on a different inlet in southern Oman called Korori, and they say that one is the one that best fits Bountiful. And then there was a little bit of back and forth in the early 2000s on this, and then it kind of went radio silent for a while. And then I don't know when exactly it was. Last year sometime, probably about close to a year ago at this point.
May 2022.
So 10 months ago, George Potter has an article where he kind of tries to reassert his position and argue for the location of Bountiful based on, you know, on at Khor Rory, based on, you know, some new stuff and his point of view. And then this article that just came out this week is kind of Warren Aston's response, if you will. So a little bit of insider baseball. Which I'm really into because this is kind of I really
this
like
is stuff I like. I think it's fascinating.
But, helps if you're the insider, right?
Yeah, because yeah, I like it because I'm the insider. And I'll tell you this right now. I've had a chance to meet both George Potter and Warren Aston. I consider them both friends. So I don't want to say anything disparaging or hypercritical or anything about either one of them. I think they've both done a tremendous amount of work in helping us better understand this setting here in for Lehi's journey. But they're also both very strong in their opinion on which location is Bountiful. And I'm kind of, if you really want my opinion on this, it's basically until we get more people actually going over there and looking at these places with their own eyes and actually, you know, doing their own exploration and examination and testing both George's and Warren's theories, I don't think we're going to settle this because neither one of them is going to be backing down anytime soon. And they're both like, they're the only people who have been on the ground and have that qualification to speak to this. And I've tried to like read everything they say, and I've tried to look up a lot of their sources. I haven't looked them all up, but I've tried to vet that and kind of critically examine it and stuff. And it's so much of it is, it's not he said, she said, because they're both men, but it's so much he said sort of thing going on where, and I can't like, I can't just get on a plane and go over there and see which one's right. And so, it, you know, until we get more people actually exploring and testing their theories, I don't think this is going to go anytime soon. But for what it's worth, I felt like this article from Warren Aston was a relatively – George may disagree, but I thought like it was a relatively even-handed assessment of the two candidates from his point of view. And it kind of – he doesn't – obviously, like as you read it, you can tell he favors his candidate, and he kind of – there's a few points where he's like, yeah, this is clearly better over here. But, you know, he kind of – he tries to highlight what he sees as strengths for both locations. And he you know, he talks about where there's still work that needs to be done to answer questions about both locations. And so I think it's – if you want to know what the latest is on this kind of back and forth debate – on Bountiful, and you want to know where the evidence currently stands for both candidates, I think this article is actually really helpful. Just, again, do keep in mind it is coming from someone with a point of view for one candidate over the other, but given that, I think it's actually a fairly balanced assessment of the two different candidates.
So what do you think the stakes are here for determining where Bountiful actually is? For someone who maybe is not an insider on this baseball and is wondering, well, who cares? Which one is actually right? It's somewhere in there, you know?
Well, actually, Warren's not going to like this because he literally says exactly the opposite in this article. But to some extent, I think settling this debate is academic, right? Like, whether you prefer one or the other, like, no one could have imagined that either one of these locations that fits the text as well as they do existed in 1830. I mean, that was one of the big criticisms. There's, you know, in fact, I think it was even like 1985 still, you know, Arabia's only bountiful in petroleum and sunshine or some anti-Mormon yeah. said, right? There's no much fruit and wild honey and all of that. No, there is. There
it's
is. We've got
line,
all
though, right?
of that stuff in these locations and in the broader Dhofar area even. And so, you know, Warren like specifically says like it's not just academic because he wants to – but I think – you know, deciding which one you prefer at this point until, like I said, until we can get more work done to figure it out and nail it down a little more precisely because we have other people who have maybe a little bit more of an objective point of view assessing the two candidates, I don't know that we can settle it any further than we have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whichever one you prefer, like, roll with it. It's pretty amazing that either one exists, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go ahead and answer my own question then, because I do as you were talking, I was thinking, I think one of the stakes or what one thing it does for us to settle which candidate it is it does help us visualize the Book of Mormon differently, because George Potter and Warren Aston have two very different scenarios for what building a ship would have looked like for Nephi and his family based on if you were doing Korori or Korkarfot, and the kind of ship would have been different based on if you were doing Korori or Korkarfot according to their arguments there. And so, like, I think it does decide trying to figure out which Bountiful is the right one, I think does help us to just get closer to the Book of Mormon, to visualize it, to envision what it would have been like for Nephi to be in this place, to be in a lush place that they considered a haven, and then to be told to cross the ocean and then to figure out how to do that. Because, you know, George Potter posits that there may have been a ship-building port there and they would have been interacting with other people and resources, whereas if you're in Korkarfot with Warren Aston's proposal, he sees it as them being more isolated and alone, which tends to be what we get the impression of when we read the Book of Mormon. But, you know, this both of their theories cause us to check our assumptions. Is that really warranted or not? So I think this is an academic discussion, but it's also one that can help us really enliven the Book of Mormon for our own devotional reading too.
I can settle the issue right now. Bountiful is about 15 miles north of Salt Lake City. You knew it was coming. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, very well, very well. if anybody else has any thoughts or questions before we wrap up, if not, we can probably be done.
We're good.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been The Interpreter Show. Just one more time, I'm Neil Rapley. Jasmine Rapley and Stephen Smoot are here with us, and Hales has been joining us by phone, and we hope you have a good Sunday evening. Good night.